This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. Sugar Land residents could see a slight property tax rate increase next fiscal year. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the increase will help pay for bond projects approved last year.
Sugar Land staff presented a proposed $519.8 million budget for fiscal year 2026 at last week's City Council meeting. The budget includes $16.5 million for a new animal shelter approved as part of last year's bond. The property tax rate could increase by one penny for every $100 of property valuation. City officials will hold budget workshops throughout August, including a public hearing on August 19th. City Council is scheduled to vote on the final budget on September 16th. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Nedley Weber, News 88.7.
Rice University political scientist Bob Stein died on Friday after a brief battle with cancer. Stein provided political analysis for many years on Houston Public Media. Ashley Leeds was a friend and colleague of Stein's in the Rice Political Science Department. She says perhaps his greatest legacy is the generation of students he trained as civic leaders.
He believed fundamentally in the ability of research to make public policy better. And he believed that it was really important for students to have the opportunity to see how the research that they would do in their classes impacted public policy.
Stein was 75. A memorial service is set to be held this morning at Rice University. Sunshine today, the high 96, mostly clear tonight, the low 77. It's 80 at the University of Houston. I'm Jack Williams, News 88.7.
You know, federal support for public media and that local newscast you just heard was cut. But this station runs on something even stronger. You. Today, more than 90% of Houston Public Media's funding comes directly from our community, and that is why we have launched the Resiliency Fund, to protect the future of independent local public media right here in our city. Your gift today sustains vital reporting, vital newscasting, and more than 15 hours of local content each week. You can support the Resiliency Fund right now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or by calling 888-909-0887. I'm your morning anchor, Matt Harib, alongside Michael Haggerty. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning. And when you give, you keep NPR journalism and all our local programs strong and accessible to everyone. The Resiliency Fund, this is just a powerful way to ensure this trusted service can remain here for you and all your neighbors when you join by giving now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate.
You know, Houston Public Media is not owned by a corporation. It's owned by you. This is your station, and the way we stay strong here is through your support. If you value the in-depth reporting, the global stories, the conversations, this is your moment. Be a part.